Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A very cool show in store for you today, friends. Todd Starnes, formerly of Fox News Channel, is slated for to be with us later in the hour. Thaddeus McCotter, former congressman from the Midwest, will join us as well. And Kristen B. Tate on her weekly appearance. But bookending the show, to begin and end, some thoughts about the Olympics. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm going to pound the drum one more day on this. I am really embarrassed when people on my side of the philosophical divide do things of disrepute. I'm really embarrassed by it. And I'm one of the few that calls them out and says, this is not okay with me. And over the last 24 to 36 to 48 hours, I've been humiliated to see the things that Charlie Kirk, who is a fellow colleague here at Salem Communications, Seth Dillon, who runs the Babylon Bee, a website that I absolutely adore and believe is just one of the funniest things out there, and Matt Walsh, somebody who I've always held in pretty high regard, I've been shocked, embarrassed, putrefied at how these men have gone about conducting themselves on the issue of one Simone Biles. I don't believe that whatever you think of her decision, that it merits this kind of reaction. Take a listen.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So
she was,
Charlie
Kirk.
I don't know what she's been.
She was.
Good. Sincerely.
Good.
So Simone Biles, I don't know her politics. I don't. I just know that she's, you know, shown on television a lot. I don't know if she was ever sexually assaulted or abused. So I don't know what she's been through.
But then he goes on to say, after that little roundabout, he calls her a sociopath. He says, I don't know anything about her background. I don't know where she's been. I don't know what she's been up to. But I know that she's a sociopath because she quit her team in Tokyo. We're talking about the all-time most medaled Olympic champion in the sport of women's gymnastics that's ever lived. 19 world championships to her title. Tons of gold medals. And as this controversy of her supposedly quitting the team came to light a couple of days ago, there were guys on my side of the philosophical, political, even spiritual divide, because all three of these men call themselves believers. They all did this. They all mocked this little 5 foot nothing woman. Big, powerful muscles, but tiny little body. They mocked her. They attacked her. They called her cowardly. They said she expressed cowardice because she withdrew herself from the team competition when she could have nearly died. Kev, you're exaggerating. Nope. When she's going full speed down the runway towards the vault, she reaches a very, very high speed. Somewhere between 20 and 30 miles an hour at top speed, then you're launched from the catapult. You hit the vault and you fly, and it's 15, 20 feet in the air at the peak. And you come down and you hope that your feet are where they're supposed to be, and you stick that landing. That's what you hope to do. This is a girl that actually is so good at what she does that she actually does routines that are harder than anybody else has ever attempted in women's gymnastics. In fact, 99% of men in men's gymnastics do not attempt the types of routines that she does on the vault and other things because of their degree of difficulty. And for some reason, the Olympics, a couple of cycles back, said, you know what, we're going to start counting Simone Biles' degree of difficulty less. And there shouldn't be any room for that. Because if you have a routine and it's got X number of elements in it, then it should automatically add up to a degree of difficulty that is what it is. The problem is, on a scale of, say, 1 to 15, usually the degree of difficulty is somewhere in the 5s or 6s. And if she was really getting what she deserved by the way of the degree of difficulty of her attempt, it would be in the 7 and 8s. And if she does it perfectly, which she has done many, many times in the course of her career, she would be getting 16s and 17s in her scores, where most of the Olympic gymnasts at their very, very best are getting 13s and 14s. The Olympic committee decided that they were just going to count her less. Kind of like if Tom Brady was a quarterback next year and for every touchdown he threw, they only got 4 points instead of 6 for his team. Or if Michael Jordan or LeBron James were playing basketball and the NBA decided to say, you know what, we're only going to give you a point for every dunk and shot that you make as opposed to 2 points. That's essentially what the Olympic committee did to Simone Biles, because Biles is that good and has been that excellent in everything that she's done. There are now 4 distinct elements within gymnastics that are named after her. And for whatever reason, and she's not a young person anymore in this sport, when she took that takeoff for that vault the other night, she could have, and now gymnasts across the world are weighing in on this. I've got this linked in a column at townhall.com. You can go see for yourself. But many, many, many dozens, if not hundreds of elite gymnasts across the world have weighed in on this. They were shocked that she didn't blow a knee or snap her spine on the vault as she executed it the other night. That's how dangerous it was. That it was just pure skill of hers to land that, because it did not go the direction that it was supposed to go. So again, how do we respond? Well, normal people would respond with compassion. But we've had these 3 white guys that happen to be conservative and happen to be Christian: Charlie Kirk, Seth Dillon, Matt Walsh. They've called her things like sociopath and coward and lacking courage and everything else. In fact, when called out on it, Charlie Kirk decided to not only call her a sociopath, he then took the soundbite of that part of his radio show and he posted it all over social media and he said, I agree with every bit of this. And when he was called out on that, they reposted it again with a big fat headline that said, Charlie Kirk takes down selfish Simone Biles after disgraceful Olympic decision. Friends, this is a girl who has represented her country in as many international events as someone in her station of life at that level of competition could. She's maxed them out. She's worn the USA logo and flag proudly. She's never once taken a knee. She's never once embarrassed our country. She's never once said America should be ashamed of itself, like that Gwen girl did that was running track and then didn't even medal. She's never done any of those things. In fact, on her way to Tokyo this year, I just found this out within the last 24 hours, she set 2 new historical precedents. She did a flip off the vault that has never been successfully landed by a woman, had only been successfully landed by a male, and not under direct competition. And she stuck it in her preparation in going to Tokyo in a run-up competition. She was also sexually abused by that guy, Dr. Nasser, that was with the Olympic team for all those years and abused many, many Olympians. She overcame that. See, I think because she's overcome every obstacle in front of her on her way to those 19 world titles, because she overcame being a victim of sexual abuse, because the entire sport she competes in has rigged itself against her, because she salutes the flag, because she's done all of these things with grace, I think she's due some. And I'd like to see Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh extend it to her. I think they owe her that. Kevin McCullough coming right back.